This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Okay, how many ads for flower bouquets have popped up in your Facebook news feeds this week? Or maybe instead you've been bombarded by tweets decrying the oppression of another greeting card holiday. No matter your feelings about romance, social media is not exactly a place where people hold back on expressing themselves. So we've asked Marketplace's digital producer, Raghu Manavalan, to come back on the show and check in on the conversations we've been having with you out on the internet. Hey, Raghu.
Hey, Lizzie.
Valentine's week, often a point of friction when love and money collide. Anything out there in the Twitter world that was bubbling up? Maybe conflict or happy stuff?
A little of both, you know. Whenever we talk about money and love and romance, things can get difficult. There's always the cheapskate in the relationship, and there's the one that racks up the credit card bills. We're always talking about, how do you bring up debt in a relationship? How do you bring up a prenuptial agreement in a relationship? So last week on the show, we asked people to send us their favorite love and money stories that they had in their own lives. And we got this really heartfelt letter from Denise in Arizona, who said that her favorite gifts are the heart-shaped rocks that her boyfriend finds for her when he's hiking out in the wilderness, which I thought was really cute and kind of rugged,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't have to always spend the money on the Tiffany's necklace. Sometimes you can just find something that reminds you of your partner.
I love that. I would be very moved by that. So let's shift focus a little bit. My local grocery store in Brooklyn looks like a swarm of locusts came through. People just like buying everything in sight to prepare for
Stormwatch
the
2014
gazillion storm. And we were getting all these social media pictures. What were people telling you?
Well, we threw out this question on Twitter, too. You know, what are you doing to prepare for the snowpocalypse that's apparently occurring on the East Coast? I'm out here in Los Angeles. I'm not sure what you guys are talking about.
Whatever, man.
I may or may not be wearing flip-flops right now. At Akasha Girl said, too much snow plus cold equals stuck inside lots with my toddler. Prepped for this storm with some wine for mommy and then a happy face emoticon. At Pretty Small says she has wine in Sherlock, so everything's all good.
I endorse that.
Yeah, right? So apparently the key to surviving bad weather outside is to drink at home alone.
It's not alone if you're with Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's true.
Let's move on to our freelance life. How the freelance industry, by 2020, that number is supposed to grow to half of the workforce. That seems like a huge number.
It's a huge number. Right now, one-third of the workforce is considered contingent workers, which means they're not getting benefits, they're not getting employer matches on their 401k, they don't even know if they're working next week. So if by 2020 this is going to become half of the workforce, this is a big question that might be taking over the economy in the next couple of years. So we're going to be taking these questions all week on our Twitter account, @LiveMoney. We'll be taking these questions all week on our Facebook page. If you want me to set up a Friendster account or something like that, because you have questions about how to handle becoming a freelancer in the next couple of years, I would love to hear them.
That's our social media producer, Raghu Manavalan. Thank you so much, Raghu.
Hey, thanks for having me.